parasha. Yigmi meisalama zivul meleisef yai meroi inam mitzasachem meinecha sunu yod tachas yirechi asisi mad chesed emes alach meimishayim. He asked the Bari Meretz Yisrael. He made him swear. So we'll discuss today a little bit about the concept of mitzvah kind of remes. What does that apply? And also keep it aveim lachem misa. So the Shus Yankiv says, he say that this, that there's a sugya of mitzvah kind of remes, a chi of mitzvah kind of remes, is nafka with my mom in this. But stam is there's no chiv. Stam to listen tava. Someone, you know, was mitzava machas misa. Someone before he died. Stam is no mitzvah to listen to him just because he died. It means Zeraya from our parsha. Yaakovinu, after he asked Yosef to bury Meretz Yisrael, so he was mashbiah him. He made him swear. Yeah? So if you hold the mitzvah of kind of remes, even non-mominous matters, so then that's a fact that he asked him to bury Meretz Yisrael, it would be a chiv mitzvah of kind of remes, so why is he a shvur? Elamai, we see that the whole concept of mitzvah of kind of remes is only mammon. The father, before he dies, he says, this money should go here, this money should go there, etc. Then the mitzvah of kind of remes. And some old dafka mitzvah, even my mom and his dafka when it was hushlush milchatchil, meaning if the mace gave someone money before he died and said give it out this and this and that and the other thing, then there's a mitzvah kind of a mace on the moment. But if it wasn't, if he didn't give the guy money, he just said, I want to give $100,000 to this guy, $100,000 to that guy, whatever, then there's no mitzvah kind of a mace either. Eat my mom.
What's the difference between money and
chasken,
whatever?
What's the
difference between money and
stam? Well, the money, it's your money. Yeah? So you have a right to say where your money should go. But stam is a stam that, just because you're, as we'll see in the Tzadik's Lashon, the fact that the guy died doesn't make him a melech. Like, what makes you listen? Just because the guy is very sharp for Lashon. He says, meaning, you don't become a king just because you die. Okay? My mammon, I can decide where my money should go. Even though that's after the guy died, there should be in the Yerusha. But say this, that's a chiddush of kind of remez, that in my mammon, I can decide where the money should go. You have a chiddush list to them. It means the right of parasha. Means another ayah from the parasha that says, after Yaakov Avinu died, the end of the parasha says, "Va'amru avichat sibul fnei Moshe leimar ona sona pesha checha." Yeah, the brothers came to Yosef and they said that your father told us. Before he died, to tell you that you should forgive us. Right? And why didn't he tell Yosef? You know, it's like the Ma'isa joke. Ma'isa, there's a Shiloh, who should get the Rebbe shaft? Okay, the son or the son-in-law. So the son-in-law comes to the son and says, "My father, the Shver came to me in a dream that I should get the Rebbe. I should be the one that should be the next Rebbe." Yes, so why didn't he come to me? You know what I mean? He came to you, punk, you know. So, anyway. what did Yosef tell them? He says, no, I'll hear you, etc. He calmed them down. Yeah? So, Chayra, if there was a Chiyuv, it wasn't kind of a mace, then why does Yosef have to be menachem then, don't worry about it, it's good. If the father says, mechuyev, what's the shaila? Elamai, We see that Mitzvah Chayim only applies to Mamma matters. Oh, and then he brings what I said before, that Rishonim and Malach, we passed that way, the Mitzvah Chayim is only behush l'shem metchil l'kach. When the guy gave the money, the chachil said, give it to so-and-so. So we see that even my mom is limited. So, but if he holds the Mitzvah Chayim no matter what, then why do you need the daf behush l'sh? It's done. I said, give this money to someone, so you have to do it, because he said so.
Just because it's a person's money, why also is there a fee now that that means to stop? If I have money, I can't do something with it. Whatever you have ability to do that, I can give it to someone. He's mechuyev to do whatever the money.
If it's your money, so you can decide where your money should go. That's the chiddush of Kanei Meis. Now the Taj again. We've said the Taj before, and he said he was talking about a child of a guy. Someone swore. Yeah, he swore he's not going to speak to his brother-in-law. He got in the fight, and then when his father died, I guess he wasn't happy with the shalom bayis situation in the family, and he was on top of him. They should make up with the guy. They should speak. Shaila is there kind of mason that? So that Tajman says. That no, it's only my mamon. Shem mamon shaloi. Oh, he speaks it out. Shem mamon shaloi yachol letzavos v'chayav makol kain dvarei. That's his money. He can decide where his money should go. But Samuzay the mechuyik listen to him. He says he's not a melech. He's not a navi. He's not a nasi. Very sharp loshin. That just because he's dying doesn't make him melech. Oh, the Sharla Meshiv, Sharla Shuv, Sharla Meshiv, keeping his down from a sefer called Ibn Shweb, Shem the Ramban. It's a sefer actually, it's printed, it was a couple of years ago he printed it, Joshus Ibn Shweb. He's a Talmud of the Ritva maybe, or the Ra'ah, somewhere in that Nefes Medrash. And he brings the Ramban. Which is interesting, we don't find this in the Ramban al Taira. If anything, it might be Mashmar is in the Ramban like that. We'll see. But Ma'is, he quotes Mashem the Ramban. He says there are 10 things that we learn out from the parasha. We won't go through all 10 right now. But he says one of them is that the mocker of Mitzvah, kind of Remeis, is from the Tzava of Yaakov Avinu, to Yosef, to bury Meretz Yisrael. That is good for the mocker of Mitzvah, kind of Remeis. Hare. Haray says allegedly the Ramban, the mocker is from here. The mocker is from here. Here we're not talking about Mammon. Here we're talking about Hagufa, that Yaakov is Mitzava, Yes, is very married to Saul. And forget, this is the mocker, it's kind of a mess. This is the mocker, it's kind of a mess. So we see. Upon him, the Mitzvah Yemeis, the Fihim, is not limited to monetary matters. It applies to everything. The Shoyel Meish, in Shulchan Aruch, it's also much like that, because it says that Misha Tziva, Shloi Laspidoi, Chayot Nishmoi Bekailoi. Why am I going to listen to him? He says, nothing matters. So you said, so what? Why am I going to listen to you? Chayot, listen to him. You see, again, the applies even on my mom. The Ma'aseh is interesting. The Pischachua brings down the child. What about an Adam Gadol? The Adam Gadol says not to. If Adam Gadol says no, what I say? Adam Gadol says not to be masbidim. Are you mechuyev to listen to him? So he brings down from the Berhet of the Marit, Mishen the Shut Beis Yankiv. That God Ladar that says, Nati Masbidim, you don't have to listen to him. Hamekel, Shloi Lishmoi, Lachachem, Yid Lai Hefsid. And the Shutma, even also the Shah's Chuvus Ma'av, Chuvus Ma'av, Talmud of the Rain Yehuda brings down, then Rain Yehuda, the Psamaisa Shahaya, the Pnei Yeshua was Mitzava in his Sava, Nati Masbidim. And Rain Yehuda went ahead. And was masked with the Pnei Yeshua. And the Yehuda explained, he explained himself, even the Yeshua said not to. You don't listen to him, why? Because since he's Rabbi and Jacob and Adaila, he's the Peshu is the God of Adar. And Mela, it's Roy that he should have a hesped. But Mela, he has no right to demand not to have a hesped. And Mela, well, it's covered her that he should have a hesped. I don't know. No. Maybe called commentary is daich. So it's called a dar. But the Shuvas Ma'ava is done on the words of the Reb Yehuda, and he comes out that you don't necessarily have any makor. Okay. Okay, by side.
According to the rule, is that it's only by mommy you have to listen?
No.
Is it a chesed to listen to stop? By non mommy.
Is there an Indian you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, what's
the Indian? It's chesed.
He's dead, I don't know. Okay, now, Legabe, again, the Beshrus Yanki Bodaraya, by side, Beshrus Yanki Bodaraya from Yaakov Inu. Now why was he mashbia, Yosef? If this is kind of amazed, it's not, he told him to bury him up in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he has to do. Why need a shvua for? Oh, so it could be, again, Sudan Ramban says what the Shreb says, that Mokr Adab is from our parishes. Why is talking to a shvua? It's good kasha. Oh, Teretz is, Ramban Lashitasa, he just does say in the Ramban Al Taira. Rabban explains, why was it that Yaakov made Yosef swear? He said that the reason is Alt Paroi. So that Paroi shouldn't play any games and say he's not letting him go up. I think therefore he made him swear. And you see Tak at the end, when Paroi said he'd go up, Paroi says, go take Yaakov, bury him, Kasher Hishpatich Avchad Lashon Apasim. When Pari gives Rishus for Yaakov, for Yosef to take up Yaakov, I believe there's a reference there to the Shvuah. What does it say? Yom Pari, Aleikvar Sevicha, the Nimran makes it big. Kasher Hishbiacha. Pari said, go bury him like he was Mashbiya you. He was Maram, the only reason why he was masking was because of the Shvuah. Rashi says, Rashi says even more because Yosef, Pari didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. Yosef came the second in command, so he made a Shvuah to Pari. He's not going to tell anyone that he knows something more than Pari. So Yosef is being Marambas over here. In other words, if I'm makben on my shvua, then there's other shvua that won't be makben on. So Pari got the message. He said, "Kasher ish biacha, he made you swear. Okay, get out of here." Okay. So that luchar bit the mail is not that the Shvus Yankiv is kasher. It's not muchach. Why? Because the shvua is for a different reason. Now, the Shoyel Meshev asked the Kasha that how could you learn out? He's the one that brings down this Ibn Shweb. I guess until recently it wasn't in print, but I think everyone only knew about it from the Shoyel Meshev. He brings down this Ibn Shweb. And he asked, what's the Raya from you? How can you tell me that this is the Malka Mitzvah kind of Remes? What's the Raya? Yosef the Tzaddik had to do it. I'll keep it Abay. So you tell me this is the moment. Why he was mitzavim? So therefore, you see, there's a concept. This kind of remains. So there, what do you mean? What do you mean? So even if there's no this kind of remains, we have to do it. Maybe it was mitzavim. I'll keep it Abay. Where do you see that b'chal that when it's not a son, it's a kind of remains? This is the key mitzvah. Keep it Abay. That's why that he was happening. Where do you see from here? The guy made Mitzkan of Mace, which is the Mitzkan of Mace. It's not only by his son, Mitzkan of Mace. The Mace, not your father. Oh. And the Hafla in front of the office, he also assumes that there was a mitzvah of keeping out the aim over here. So I care, he asked the Kasha that Yaakov, you know, made him swear. He wanted Mechazik that he's going to do it like there's Shvua. In fact, there, it's mitzvah, Nishbel, Kaim is a mitzvah, the Shvua is not Chal. A mitzvah, Kaim is a mitzvah, the Shvua is not Chal. So what does it help to make him swear? The Shvua is not going to be Chal. Because once he told him to do it, there was a mitzvah kibbut habayim. Once the mitzvah is a chiyuv of kibbut habayim, the meila, the shvua is not is lemaila by merit. The shvua doesn't add anything. Tasha was, what did the shvua help? Why did he make a shvua? What was the point? Once he was mitzvah, now is a mitzvah. So what, the shvua is lemaila by merit because the shvua is not chal anyway. The once is a mitzvah, there's no shvua. But upon the front of the office, you see, assumes a nishbal kaimis mitzvah is not chal.
No one can't swear to do this.
We'll see it soon, exactly the dharma of that.
Why is he swearing
b'chal?
Because
when it's kibbutz
habayim, somebody's
not
swearing, you have to do it. Tell me you have to do it.
Okay, so you could say you want the mechazik and make sure to do it more because of the shvua. But if you tell me the shvua is not chal, there's no point.
The point, you said, what? The Ramban sets the point of the shvua anyways is...
Fine, so according to Rabban, you're right. According to Rabban, the part of the office cash is not shver, 100%. Now, so part of the office answer, that's true. I was making both points. According to Rabban, obviously, part of the office cash is not shver. So the office himself answers, yeah, that even though we say in the Shbam Kaimis and Mitzvah, the Gemara says, though, that it says, one second. No, I'm sorry. Where do we know Ein Nishbam Kaim is a mitzvah? Because it says, because Mush B'vayim Har Sinai. You are Mush B'vayim Har Sinai. You already have a Shvua from Har Sinai. That's why Shvua is not Chal. Yeah? So, Zot the Pam Yof, is Mashma, is Daf, because Mush B'vayim Har Sinai Shei. Don't say that Stam because it's a mitzvah. Because Mush B'vayim Har Sinai. There's something special happened on Sinai. So Mela, since we're talking about before Har Sinai, so Mela here Shua would be Chal on the mitzvah. Okay, now he gives another teretz. The same Gemara that says that Shua is not Chal on mitzvahs, the Gemara in Darim, the Pches says that Lezuzi Nafshei. That is an Indian. You want to be mizaris yourself to swear. You want to be mizaris yourself in a mitzvah. You mean achshon in a mitzvah. You don't get off of davening, whatever it is. You make a shvua, they can come davening in time. Just to be mechazik yourself. So Gemara says, Dovna Melech says, Nishbati vakayema. You see that there's a proper anhaga, lezuzi nafshe, to make a shvua. So Meili says, Samael Mirosa, even the taka, the shvua is not chal, midine shvua. The shvua not chal, all the halacha shvua doesn't apply, but it's still lezuzi nafshe. He says, why is the Gemara learning out from Nishbat Vakeyema, from David HaMelech, if we're saying that our parsha, the only reason why Yaakov Avinu made him swear, even though there's already mitzvah, Shvua Nachal on a mitzvah, is only Lezuzi Nafshe, it's let the Gemara bring a raya. Why bring a raya from David HaMelech? The Pasuk didn't tell him, we should bring a raya for a Pasuk in the Torah, in Parash Vayechi, the Yaakov Avinu was Mashbiya Yasef, so we see that there's an Indian, even though Ein Nishban and Kaim is a mitzvah, Shvua Nachal, but there's an Indian of Lezuzi Nafshe. So, himself answered like Avi said before, I'll be there Ramban. Now, the whole kasha of the Ramban of the Palam Yafa is, yeah, that why is he making a shvua if the shvua is not chal? So the Bemesin is a mechalik Rishonim, and this is true if either Ramban, but not if either Balamar. Because the machlokes rishonim, when we say that shvu is nishbal kayim as a mitzvah, the shvu is not chal. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Ramban says that means that you're not going to get malchus. Not only is there no carbon shvuah, right? There's no carbon, but there's no malchus either. There's no bayachel. If we say, what's the pasuk bayachel devaray? Bayachel devaray. What's the issur? The lav of being over in your neder. Bayachel devaray. So we say, avol meichel hu lechepse shemayim. Meaning, if the neder is negay to your things, then we say leachal devaray. But if the neder is negay to mitzvahs, then we say there's no neder. Zif the Ramban says there's no malchus. The shvuah is not chal at all. There's no malchus. But Balmar says even though there's no carbon, benishim kaim is a mitzvah. Because he learns out the reason why there's no mitzvah kaim is a mitzvah is only. Lahar Lahaitav, I think, well, has to be. The Shvuah has to go both ways. Lahar Lahaitav, to do or not to do. So since you can't make you can't be Nishba Levatlas a mitzvah, so maybe you can't be Nishba Kayim either. That's only then a carbon. The Drasha, Lahar Lahaitav, was said in the parish of carbon. Whatever. The Drasha, Lahar Lahaitav, was said in the parish of carbon. So maybe the Miyad, they can't be Nishba Kayim as a mitzvah, is only the Gaya of the carbon. But Malka says the Balamar, you'll get. If you can get Malchus, then obviously the Parim Yafis Kasha doesn't start. Why was Yaakov in Meshbiya Yosef? Ah, he's a mitzvah, and Shvuah Kaimis Mitzvah is not Chal. That's not true. Shvuah Kaimis Mitzvah is not Chal in carbon. The Malchus it is Chal. Therefore, it's Pasha, why Yaakov Inu was Meshbiya Yosef. Oh. But the shail is though, maybe if in Cain, once we're getting in the Kishkas of the Ramban, it might be the Infi the Ramban in Isra's Chal. Even though it's not so Pasha. Because the Ksais asked the Kasha that if the Ramban be telling me there's no Malkas, it means nothing. The Shvuah on the Kayan is nothing. So the Gemara says that Nishbarin L'Kayim is a mitzvah. Shenem Nishbati B'Kayayim. The David Melech said that he made shvuos in Kayim mitzvahs. The Zuzi Nafshe, the Gemara says. Yeah. So effective story is what kind of zeros? Why is there Zuzi Nafshe? If it's not Chal Karbon, it's not Chal Malkus. So why is there a zeros? So I swore that there was nothing. Elmai says it's Tzais. Even if you're a Ramban, there's an Isser. There's no malchus, no carbon. Something is chal. There's a chiyah. So Melech Pi says again, the Parim Yafes has no kasha. Yaakov Inu was Meshbiya Yosef, even though it was a mitzvah, even though it was a mitzvah, but there's still an inyan of the Fidik Tzayis. It is chal. It's not chal for carbon, not chal for malchus, but it is chal. Although it's really the Charek Stamik Tzayis is really shver, because the Ban is really mashma and nothing's chal at all. He says, "Avoshulis ainan ka'elo lesser samuter ainan noyagoyis bedvar mitzvah klal loshen bamis shilish b'kayim mitzvah kin ainan mischayi b'mishmeshulim alvus lekarbon." But he said, "Ainan noyagoyis bedvar mitzvah klal a shvul kayim is a mitzvah is not noyag klal." It's mashma that there's no isser either, which anyway would be shvel. Where do we have this isser? Where does this isser come from? Where does it make up its isser? Elamai l'chayra, the teretz for tzayis kasha, I think is that when the Gemara says the zuzin nafshei, that even though nishbal kaim mitzvah is not chal, but still in the zuzin nafshei to swear to do mitzvahs. Teretz is because even though it's not chal, but psychologically, there's a commitment. If you swore to do it, then in your mind, it makes it more of a commitment. Well, you know, technically, there's no inyan shvoya b'chal, but psychologically, in your mind, you committed yourself. For example, when people do, they say, okay, they'll do it b'li neder. Yeah? Because they don't want to be nichshol in davening, so they'll do it b'li neder. So then why are you saying, then what's the point? Yeah? Elamai, by saying you're gonna do it, you know, b'li neder, okay, you know, you don't want to be Ayyub Yisurim. But Maisa, you committed yourself more. So if a guy makes a Shvur, even though the Shvur is not Chal, even though the Shvur is not Chal, I think there's a strong Svar to say, and that's a Chayr Pshat in the Gemara of Yidur Ban, Takish, there's no Shvur. But if a guy said, Nishbad, maybe even B'Shem Hashem, that he's going to get up a Shachris, so even though technically he's not going to be Ayyub on the Shvur, but Maisa, he didn't get up a Shachris the next day. Because Maisa, he swore. No, he's saying it's not going to work. Okay. Now, the Iker, he saw the Ktais over here. The Ktais is saying that an Isser is Chal, something is Chal, by Nishbal Kaimis and Mitzvah, that something is Chal, even though you're ready, Mujma Vayim Marasinai. So the chayr is a shtikl shtira. The ktsayis decides himself because in Abim Luim, which is written by the ktsayis, obviously, not so obviously. But what else did the ktsayis write? Shoshmeitz. Okay. Now he says like this. He's machalik between the concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser, and the concept of a Shvur not being Chal on an Isser. Yeah? It's like this. By Ein Isser Chal Isser, and this is Yisoid Bim Godim, makes a big deal about this Yisoid. The Ein Isser Chal Isser, there's no Oynish. Ein Isser Chal Isser. But, there's still an Aveira, and it means a Raya. The Gemara in Yevamis and the Rambam Gimel and Sugya Nischal Isser talks about the Kavrei Ben Sham Gemurim, meaning if a guy is Ayver Nisser Arayis, where it's Achais Ishtai and Eshesish, kids, even though Nischal Isser, whatever the case is over there, yeah, right. So even though he doesn't get punished twice, right, his second is the Chal Linyan. Isser Balgabe, which used to have the basic forest, different sections based on your level of rishus. And then the basic forest for the rishayim depends which group you were in. So a guy that was over and it's chal isser. So even though Batsim he doesn't get punished twice, but l'kayir ben hashem gemurim, then he gets that exalted status of being a Rosh Hagomer, and he gets buried over there.
Is there like
knowledge
difference
if we
get buried?
The Gemara talks about that. L'kayir ben hashem gemurim. No, he said you don't bury Rosh next to Tzadik. Here we see that even this darg is even in the Rosh.
But talk, what is the bar in that? Because
dead. What is the bar on that?
No, they say that
Tzadik has no menucha. He's buried next to Rasha. He has no menucha. Yes, oh, so Zadik Tzayis, yeah, that's by Enis Chal Isser. By Shvur, Pshar is not Chal at all. What's the Raya? The Raya is really best in Prim Godim's Raya. Prim Godim, the Shach, in your day, Reish Lam and Ches, hey. Shach says, a person made a shvur, not to eat nevelis. Yeah? And that was a chalosh yesh b'sakana, and he has to eat nevelis chosh b'kuch nefesh. So he doesn't have to matter the shvur, the nether. Yeah? So chayra, why not? Because if it's mutter for him to eat the nevela, because of b'kuch nefesh, some kain, the chayra, now the shvur should be chal. So you should have to matter the shvur also. The shvur wasn't chal, right? On the veil. So if he's a chel shesh b'zchon, he has to eat the veil, he eats it. L'chayra, he should have to mat the neder. Because once this goes off, then he should have the other. So Elamai, Teretz is that If the site is like an enes chal iser, you have en shvur chal isers, but en shvur chal shvur, we'd rather ban the balmar over there. The balmar says this is a get of enes chal iser, en shvur chal shvur, we'll leave that alone for now. But says the shach, if it's al en iser chal iser, so the chal is once the first iser goes off, the second one's chal. And it's chal iser. You have two isurim. Once the first one goes off, the second one is hovering, and then it's chal as soon as the first one goes off. So here also, the iser and the veil went off. There's the shmur should chal. You should have to matter the nether. Elamai. The shach says you don't have to. Elamai. Everyone brings right from the shach. You see the ain't shmur chal shvua, ain't shmur chal mitzvah. Chayes is mujmarim parasim that shvua can't be chal shvua. It's meaningless. The shvua. A shvua and a mitzvah is nothing. Yeah. If you hold like the tzais. Oh, you're saying it is something. He says that even the Rabbanan says there's no chayiv carbon, there's no malka, there's still a nisser. Then he sees mashma that the fakad, en shvur chal shvur, is talking nothing, and that's why you don't have matan that. Okay. Now, moving on. The Panim Yafais and the Shalom Eishiv were both assuming that over here there was a chiyuv of Kibrave. And the office asks, why in Yeshua? What does Yeshua do? And isn't this what kind of mitzvahs? Shalom Eishiv said, asked the Shvus Yankiv, what's Yiraya? As on the Ibn Shweb, the Ramban, what's Yiraya? That mitzvah kind of mesh, Yankivinu, maybe the reason he's being mitzvah, must keep it away. So come on, both of them, Neman, if there's a Chiyuv, keep it away over here. The question is, if we say that Chai Yisrael had a status of B'nai Nayach before Ma'an Taira, there was no Chiyuv.
That was only according to the brothers.
Okay, so all the Pshatim of the Mishnah Melech, the Machlaikis, the B'yais and the brothers, etc. The Machlaikis, Harry and Moshe, and the Machlaikis, this one and that one, the Keshbon from the Psitturkiyah. Everyone's arguing about that. The Ramban and the Balei Tosfos, then the Parashas Emor, fine. But if we say that they had a dinner of B'nai Nayach, and actually the Pashtas of the Gemara and Zvachim Lefkov Zayin, which put this last night, seems to say very clearly that they had a status of B'nai Nayach. Gemara.
All of them.
The Jews before Ma'an Taira had a status of B'nai Nayach. And this Gemara talks about the difference in the Kabbalists before Ma'an Taira and after Ma'an Taira, that there was no shaila was whether B'nai Nayach brought Eilos or Shlamim. The Gemara wants to arrive by Yisra. It says, "Vigach Yisra, Chayisa Moshe, Oyla Uzvachim." So you see that they brought Shlomim in before Bnei Nayach.
Chagiga,
what? Could be Kufta Zayin. Gemara and Uzvachim Kufta Zayin. I don't know if it's Chagiga. I don't know. Akapanim. So Gemara's handles that Yisra. It says, "Vigach Yisra, Chayisa Moshe, Oyla Uzvachim." You see, they brought Zvachim. So Gemara says, "Tenech man yom b'Yisrael came. The Shai with Yisrael came before Ma'an Taira, after Ma'an Taira." Hakapanim says, "Zok Rashi." Oh, Zvachim ha'im shlamim. The koyd Ma'an Taira. Kul hu b'nei Nayach. The Gemara was down. The Gemara's Shai was the Ben Nayach. Yeah, the Ben Nayach could bring a shlam or dafkan ayla. Yeah, so Rashi, so Gemara wants to be right. What happened by Yisrael? Yeah,
assuming he was Jewish.
No, because it says, what does it say? Bayizbuchu. No, what is it? Bayikach Yisrael. One second. Tov, Rashi says. I mean, he wants to say maybe Yisrael for sure was a Benayach. Tov, I hear. But come on, Rashi. From Rashi's right. Rashi says. The koyd Ma'an Taira kul hu b'nei Nayach. He's saying maybe for the Gemara might be more, but Rashi says the koyd Ma'an Taira kul hu b'nei Nayach.
How do they keep Shabbos before Ma'an Taira?
Okay, we're not going into that now. What if they did it? Okay, we're not going into this now. It's Mayim Shalom and Soif. We'll never get out of there. And that's why it's probably why I did it on purpose. We're not going there. Weiter. So they assume that there was a Chiyu Kibra Avein. So the question is that true? Is there a Chiyu Kibra Avein for Bnei Noach? Bnei Noach assume Kibra Avein? Because they assume there was a Chiyu Kibra Avein. Right, he has kasha shvu nachal on mitzvah. It's mash v'lechiv. If it's stam, they kept the Torah stam as a reshus. Yeah, then certainly there won't be a problem with shvu b'nichal. So maybe the shalmesh is kasha. The hayu b'niraya from Yaakovinu. Maybe they kept kibra aveim. Hayu b'niraya that a mitzvah kind of remes from Yaakovinu. Maybe we lost kibra aveim. So that you could say, Taka, even though there's no mitzvah, but maybe there was Rishus in the Shalomation. So this is not a kasha. Even the mice, they kept it. They kept this. Maybe that's what he's telling them about Kibra Avein. Not also this kind of the Brei Meis. Because the mice, they kept the mitzvahs. The Ovis kept the mitzvahs before Manda. Again, the Shalomation asks on the Ibn Shweb, how can we write that mitzvah kind of the Brei Meis from Yaakovinu? Maybe is the reason why it's mitzvah was also Kibra Avein. So I'm asking, why there's no Kibra Avein before Manda? The answer is that maybe even though there was no Kibra Avein, the mice, the Ovis kept the Torah. So Yaakov, maybe the Ovis and assuming the Shvatim also, not like one side of the morale. The Shvatim, again, this goes into all that whole mess of the Shvatim with Dina and how Shimon is marrying Dina, etc. The morale is one Torah that Shimon was allowed to marry Dina because the others kept the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere the Shvatim kept the Torah. So Mela, so assuming that they kept the Torah, even the Shvatim, so Mela Yaakov was Mesav Yais, let's keep it up because you know they kept the Torah. So the Anachanam, from the Shalom Meshav is Lashver, but the Panam Yafis, you have a Kash, what's he saying, that the Shu is not Chal, it's not Chal on Roshus, it's not Chal on Enim Tzavaisa, Shu is Chal on Enim Tzavaisa, yeah? Someone's not Mechuyim in a Mitzvah, he does it anyway, he makes a Shu, of course the Shu is Chal. So in the Panam Yafis, we have a Kash. Another question is there a Chiv of Kibra Avayim L'achar Misa? What is the get of the Chiv Kibra Avayim L'achar Misa? Again, what are they saying? The Yaakov Mitzav Yosef to bury Menei Yisrael Mitzav Kibra Avayim and not Mitzad Mitzakayim Dibre Meis or Mitzim Kibra Avayim and for Shua's not Chal. What do you mean? Once Yaakov is dead, is there a Chiv Kibra Avayim? Is the Chiv Kibra Avayim is apparent after he's already dead? Is the Kibra Avayim Mechal L'Achamisa? What is the Gez Kibra Avayim L'Achamisa? Okay, so that's what I want to discuss right now.
He did command it though when he was alive.
Like, correct. The question is, but now that he's dead, you have to listen to something that a parent said when he was alive and now he's dead. That's the question. Pamyofa seems to assume that you do have to. Not so partial. Okay? So let's analyze these two questions. So Lagabe Bnei Noach, L'chor, you might want to bring a raya from the Rambam, that Bnei Noach are mitzvah and Kibra Avayim. Even though, you ask me, one second, but we know the Zayin mitzvah Bnei Noach. How can you tell me Chayim Kibra Avayim, then it's more than Zayin. Okay, if that's bothering you, then a lot of other questions I can ask you. Because Mara says that Kumbah say like Tani. Mara has other questions also, huh?
7 weeks ago, you said a text that Shion Bnei Noach that if the Torah repeats a mitzvah, there's an Indian.
No, it says that the mitzvah shenema v'nishnis is even Bnei Noach. That means they're clear. With nema v'nishnis, they're potter.
Nishnis?
Repeat it. Nema v'nishnis. So where's the Sefer Keret? Inside that, they won't be chayiv. The Kibra Avayim only said once. No. Nema v'nishnis means we said before. And repeated in Mount Tyre. Okay, now the Rambam says, "Ger osel kal ove va'akum ulakaisai loyvazeyu kadesh layaimru banim gdusha chamur gdusha kala reizem vaza ove elanoy b'mitzvus kavod." Rambam says, "Yeah." Rambam says, "Imchuyev to honor a guy, a ger is mchuyev to honor his goyish father. You know, it's not his father." Gershon is Gaia Kotanshanoil Dami, it's not his father anymore. Still, Zachir Kibra, still, he can't call him, Noiba Mitzvah's called. Why? Kadesh Layimru, Bo, Mikdusha Chamura, Tekdusha Chala. Before he was Magayer, he was Mechoyev, and now he's not. Yeah? So chay this mashma before he was megayer, he was mechayiv. Born with glusha chamur, glusha chalas. Mashma as a guy, he was mechayiv and kibbutz abayim. However, so chay at first glance is right for me, and the guy is mitzvah and kibbutz abayim. However, the Maisha, Nigris Maisha, learns Ram differently, and he learns that the reason that we're not talking about Inshallah, I'll kafri toy. Now that we see that Kesh Baruch Hu got mad at all the mission, his kafri toy, Isha Shenasat Ali, she gave me to eat. So the Chazal say that all the mission was kafri toy, but Kesh Baruch Hu took him to task for that. Meili says, and it's Mashal the Gemara Bamazin that part of the Chinuch talks about also part of Yisrael V'chi V'chibur Aveim. Yeah, V'chi V'chibur Aveim is Alts Kafri Tay as Alts Hakaras Tay. The Gemara says
that was a Shem that like
what
it was under
the
Shem.
No, I'm saying, but this Raya is that the mitzvah of V'chibur Aveim is also Alts Hakaras Tay, not B'kafri Tay. Because the Gemara says that you have your father's Aveda, or your Rebbe's Aveda, you have to do your Rebbe's Aveda, Shum Avi, Av Mevi L'Chayim L'Zeh, and the Rabbi Mevi L'Chayim L'Zeh. So it's Mashma there that the Chiv Kibbutz to the father is because of whom Mevi L'Chayim L'Zeh. And Mele, the Rebbe's boy is Chayim L'Zeh. So that sounds like the Chiv al Zakar Zatayiv, at least part of Mechayim is Zakar Zatayiv. That's why over here I have a bigger Zakar Zatayiv. I have more karas to my Rebbe than to my father. That's why the Rebbe wins. Yeah? But you see that the Indian is Al's Hakaras HaTai. The man says, Amisha, that's why there's a Chiyuv of Kibbutz Aveim over there. And with this, the answer is why Ramzan will mix his covet. No, he mix his covet. Why he mix his covet? Mix his covet, he says, why? Why mix his covet? Teretz is, not mechuyev all dine covet. Yeah? Because Ramzan, you weren't mechuyev all dine covet as a guy. Right? Elamai, you have to show some respect on covet today. So, Akapanim. So the truth of the matter is, the Pasha Pshan the Rambam is more a different cheshbon. Because the Pashtus is like this. That, Pashtus is that even though there's no chiyuv, a guy is no chiyuv, the Lamaisa, goyim are mechaber their parents. At least the Mola used to, yeah. Italians, you know, it's a big thing, you know, right? But Mamela, for example, there's a Chuvas, no, Binyamin Zev. Chuvas Binyamin Zev, he says you don't make a bracha on Kibbutz Aveim because even Goyim are mechaber their parents. So he doesn't think Goyim are mechuyev to mechaber their parents. Goyim are mechaber their parents, Pshat is, that Lamaisa, you know, socially, people do it. Yeah, it's a thing that's done. It's a concept of honoring an older person, honoring your parent. It's such a concept. So they're going to say, so not that you're mechuyev, but Lamaisa is something that's done even by the Goyim. Now that he becomes a Jew, oh, he's not doing that. So it's not saying that Mekdusha Chamura, Mekdusha Kala, Mekdusha Chamura, yeah, Chushmur Lushakala, because they're Mukhoyev, and now he's popping himself. The Mayasa, they did it. Mayasa, they did it. So, therefore, that's what the Rambam means. And that would also explain why only Miktas. Yeah? Because, again, the whole point is that it shouldn't look like, you know, you're chucking them Lagamri. Yeah? Because in the Musim, Mayasa, go ahead and do it. So, therefore, you have to do it also. The other svarah is the raya to say that they're goyim are chayiv, because the famous Rabbeinu Nissen goyim in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Beginning of Maseches Brachos is a hakdama Rabbeinu Nissen goyim to Shas, and one of the more famous things he writes over there is he writes that b'nei Nayach are mitzvah in mitzvah sichlis. Right, there are two types of mitzvahs we're trying to talk about. There's mitzvah shimiyas and mitzvah sichlias. The mitzvah shimiyas means you just have to listen. You don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And the mitzvah sichlias, that the seichel is mechayiv. So he says a ben noyach is mitzvah on mitzvah sichlias. Mitzvah sichlias, ben noyach is mitzvah. So what? Besides the seven mitzvahs. Okay? So you might ask, if one of
the... Something
that, what? That the Seichel Anushi understands that it should be done.
Do they know this?
What?
Do they know
this? Do the guy know this?
Some of the
Shem Mitzvahs are... Oh, good. I was about to ask that question. Right? Some of the Zayin Mitzvahs are Sichlias. Yeah? Gezel. Gezel Chayr Sichlias. Yeah? So why do we need a special passage? Tell me the Koyim Achayim and Gezel L'Chayim Mitzvah Sichlias if you may need some other Chayim anyway. That's an excellent question. But it's an excellent question. But the answer might be that there might be certain situations where gezel with a seichel is not mechayev, not to steal, yeah, and still might be also. What be an example? The guy is doing bad things with it, whatever. There could be bad, maybe a lot of steal for that. But anyway, mindset. What?
Dressed.
Who?
Dressed.
Usury. What?
Usury. No?
No.
That's not stealing.
Usury?
Yeah.
What's usury?
You model
ribbis.
Money. No. So? Yeah. Yeah, that's the nichel gagayim mitzvah on ribbis? Gagayim mitzvah on ribbis.
Yeah?
What? No, I don't have it.
That's stealing.
It's a good question, because the Mara in the Neshach asks, Hainu ribbis, Hainu gezel, Hainu aino, why do all these psukim? Smash with the ribbis is a gather of gezel. However,
they can't exclude.
What?
So far, can't exclude them from gezel.
But guy is not mitzvah in the ribbis because it's perish gemara. The adrab says lenochri sashich. There's a mitzvah to take ribbis from the guy. Okay, we're getting a little bit off topic. So we have to figure out an answer to the most question, but maybe we'll figure out a case where the seichel is not necessarily mechayiv. Is it still could be is necessary anyway? So the question is a good question. Now, so if a guy is mechayiv mitzvah sichlis, and therefore if you're meinisim, it makes sense. The guy should be mitzvah, and then the flaw and the shalomeshiv would make sense. It's a chiyah. However, l'chayra is kamat a mafurish gemara that goyim are not mitzvah keeping aveh. A rather famous gemara. It's in all the children's books. Famous gemara in Kedushin of Ramban Aleph with Dom Ben Sina. Everyone knows Dom Ben Sina. What was Dom Ben Sina? That you need to buy a precious stone for the ephod. And his father was sleeping on the box or the key, whatever it was over there, and he didn't wake up his father. Right? And they were going to sell it. He would have made a huge amount of money. Nora says, and the schar, and he was noyeloi paraduma, and they would have paid him anything he wanted. And he said, no, I'm just going to take the amount that I lost on the precious stone deal. I didn't work with my father. That's the amount that he realized that the Shkach over here, Hashem is giving him the paraduma because he didn't wake up his father. Okay, that's what he took. So now, Gemara says, Umar b'chanina, Uma mi she'ein le mitzuv v'ayis l'kach. Mitzuv v'ayis l'alach is kam v'kama. The Umar b'chanina, Golem mitzuv v'ayis mi she'ein le mitzuv v'ayis. The Gemara says, Ferish, that a guy is ein mitzvah v'aisa. What I say, if he's ein mitzvah v'aisa, he got so much schar. Kol shekhe mitzvah v'aisa. The guy is a famous Gemara that a guy is not mitzvah v'aisa and mitzvah kibud aveihem. Yeah?
Yeah.
However, there is a way maybe to get out of it. You could maybe be there for the Gemara a little bit and say like this. And someone to say this. The Sefer Nachal Eshkol is that the Ha'aretz, it's printed in the bottom of the Sefer Eshkol. He wants to say like this. Because the Gemara Bava Kama says, the Pasuk says, Ra'a Vayater Goyim. Ra'a Vayater Goyim. What does it mean, Ra'a Vayater Goyim? Hashem saw Vayater Goyim, which is matter for the Goyim. What does it mean? The Gemara says that he saw that they're not being, the Goyim not being carrying Zion mitzvahs, so he was matred to them. That Gemara, because they were rewarding bad behavior, because they're not doing the mitzvah, Hashem was matred for them. The Gemara, no. Doesn't mean that. What it means is that even if they do it, they're not going to get schar. They're not going to get schar a mitzvah v'ayisa. Right? Even if they do the mitzvahs, they're not going to get schar. And they don't do the mitzvah, and they're not going to get punished. Yeah? What does it mean? That they're not going to get schar. So what do we see? It means they're not going to get schar mitzvah.
Because
not doing it
for themselves?
No, Hashem saw they're not doing the mitzvah. So Hashem took away the schar from them. And if you do it, you're not going to get it. Yeah. That's what Gemara says. So Meir Lok Nachal Eshkol, Gemara says, meaning, not that the guy is aiming for Kibbutz Aveim. The schar that he's getting for Kibbutz Aveim is Kaina Mitzvah Vaisa. Yeah? Aiming for Mitzvah Vaisa. So Mela, and still he got some schar, even though Hashem Rav Ayad, the guy, Mishakosh Baruch, took away the schar from the Goyim, and still he gave him so much schar. Mitzvah Vaisa, Allah has come bakam. So it's not mukach, maybe, that the guy is not mitzvah. The word says he's not mitzvah vayis means the schar that he's getting is a schar of any mitzvah vayis, because Rabbi had the guy, the Gemara of Kam, the Bible says, because Baruch took away the schar. No, it's a shikup pshat, the Pashman, the Gemara saying that any mitzvah vayis is mashma, that he's not mitzvah, and he's doing it. Not just the schar is any mitzvah vayis. So that's an issue. Of the Gabi, was there a chi of Kibbutz Aveim before Matan Torah? Minigeya, this question that we saw in the Shalom Eishet and the Panim Yafos, that they were assuming that the Yaakov being Mitzav Yosef would be enough of Kibbutz Aveim. Now, the second part, forget about, maybe they were Mukhoyim, they were doing Mitzvahs, whatever it was. What about the question is there Chiyuv of Kibbutz Aveim Lachem Misa in such a situation? So again, we have the Gemara and Kedushin, same area, the little Chari Gemara does say there's a Chiyuv of Kibbutz Aveim Lachem Misa. Because the Gemara says, Mechabdai Bechayov, or Mechabdai Bemaisai, Keitza Bemaisai, Ayayim Adav Vashmur Mepiv, he says, Abba Mari, Harena Kaparas Mishkava. The first year, he's supposed to say, Harena Kaparas Mishkava, anything happens to him, it should really come. No, I should get any punishment he has to get. Life and COVID. So you see, Mechabdai, the Gemara Fairish, the Mechabdai Machamisa, the Chiv COVID, keep Rabbi Machamisa. However, Frederick McFager, is a Gemara in Ksubis. The Chayitz before, not like that. Because the Gemara says that there's no Chiv covered for Eishes Aviv Lachem Misa. So even we said Kabet Es Avicha V'Esimecha, and the S is Marba Eishes Aviv, a stepmother, or Baal Imai, stepfather, Es Avicha Eishes Aviv. Esimecha Baal Imai. Even though it's not your mother, it's not your father. A step parent, Gitzer. Gemara says the Raisa, because Gemara brings down over there, that Gemara, that whole sugya is a shkaf to the Rebbe. That's when Rebbe was Nifter. And the whole story over there, the whole Vadatu, going on, what went on when Rebbe was Nifter. The whole bunch of stuff over there. So Gemara says he told his kid, he called him, said, be mechaber your mother. Gemara says Zaraisa, no, it means Eishes Avin. Gemara says Eishes Avos Zaraisa. Gemara says no, it's only mechayim. Machamisa is no chiyuv. Right? So what's the svara? So we see Lachemisa, there's no chiyuv. Because what's the svar? The whole kavod, the svar of kavod. Why is the chiyuv kavod for the stepmother? Because it's also kavod of the father. So male Lachemisa, there's no chiyuv kavod for the father. That's why male not mechuyev to mechaber his wife. Okay. When you mechaber the stepmother,
assuming the father's dead.
Gemara said the Rebbe was dying. And he told his kids, be mechaber your stepmother. So Gemara says, why is he telling them that? It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So Gemara says, Lachemisa is no chiyuv. Yeah? That was the question. The Gemara in the Kedushin says the Chiyuv of Lachemisa. The Gemara says Lachemisa. No Chiyuv of Lachemisa. So the truth of the matter is, you can really say maybe I mean, it's also the Shal Gabe Och Vagadol comes out in the Gemara, and they're also, that's Shal Rishonim, and they're banned in the same mitzvahs. Och v'gadol, Rabban says the chiyuv of Och v'esl, Rabbi's Och v'gadol is also as cover for the father. So, akapanim, truth means you could get out of it. You could say that Lachemisa, it's not Eish Zav anymore. It's not his wife anymore. So therefore, there's no chiyuv kavod. Chiyuv kavod is mechaber his wife. It's not his wife. Not because no chiyuv kavod Lachemisa, it's because it's not his wife. Okay, I don't want to get stuck in that. Akapanim said, Kerega has a yisai. Okay, it's a very important yisai. Look, Kerega yisai. That the chiyuv kavod lachemisa is only in yonim that are kavod l'gdula, meaning it's something that enhances the parent's name in the world. Yeah, people take notice. Let's say it was something from your father. You say Avi Mari, Arayim Kabars Mishkafai. That gives honor to your father's name. Mashenke in something where the side of the chiyuv is als the hana they're giving to the parents, the nachas ruach they're giving to the parents, once he's dead, there's no nachas ruach. He's dead. Zel. Okay, so that's a Rekreger, that Rekreger is machalik, a very clear side. What chiyuvim is there lachemisa, and what chiyuvim is there only machai. The man's like a Rekreger, like this. This email is like this. He has a kasha for his yisayid on Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says if a person's mother was mitzava to say kaddish while his father's alive, and the father's machbid, you know, people have a bet, they don't want what he's lying, you know, you're not saying kaddish. So what do you do? So Beis Yosef says covered of his adiv when the child of the mother and father he covered the father's adiv. So Mela, that's why. So you don't say Kaddish. Zogar Kveger, if not for that, you mechuyev to listen to the mother to say Kaddish. Even though Chayyur, it's not Shaykh Nachas Ruach over there. There it's not covered with Gdula. Zogar Kveger, that's Mela, he has Kaddish to Beis Yosef. So why is Beis Yosef assumed? The Batsam, the mother said, say Kaddish. You're mechuyev to listen. Even Achamisa, if not for the fact that the father said no, that's not in your kavod gdula. Yeah? So the truth of the matter is, you could say, I'm just trying to get a job because I have to finish up. You could say that what's the holy side that something that's nachas ruach, there's no chiyuv. Because if it's nachas ruach, yeah, the father is dead. There's no nachas ruach, yeah. But if something that's a benefit for the father, so then even Lachem Mitzvah, there's no reason why you shouldn't have to do it. So if assuming a Kaddish is a benefit for the parent, so Mela, the parent's getting a real benefit for the Kaddish. So there you don't have a Kregiz Yisai. Because the whole side of it is something that's Nachas Ruach, there's no Nachas Ruach. They mechab the older son, that the parent feels good, the mechab the older son, okay, he's dead, he's gone, he's out. But something that he gets a benefit from, then they do. Akbar Craig did ask the Kasha, and because of this Kasha, Craig says he's another Yisai. He says, this is all Alts Kovet. But Alts Meir, he says, is also Ishni Mav Tiro, the Mitzvah of Meir. And that he says, Alts Meir, you mechuyev to listen, even something that the parent doesn't get a benefit from. Alts Meir. And he says, not to be serious to the Dvar. The Dvar says to Zamiya, listen. And he says, even the Taz that says that there's no Chiyav Meira, not in front of the parent. So Chayra, now that the father's dead, and it's not in front of the parent, yeah? Zokder, that's Dafka, Legabe, what's Meira in the Gemara? What's Meira? But listen as the Dvaro, Leishavim Kaimai. These things, it's a bizarre for the father, right? It shows lack of yira, yeah? But that's only when the father's there. If the father's not there, then the father doesn't know what I'm doing, so then I'm sorry to the bar, I'm slightly fun of. So it doesn't have that effect. You know, the father says one thing, he says, no, dad, you're wrong. Yeah? That's a chsar in yira. But to take a different opinion when he's not there, that doesn't show that Taz is Mechadish, that's not Chassar in Yira. Abba Zakir Mekveger, that's when the Shail being Sayyid to Devar of Elashim Mekhaim, etc. But when the Shail not listening to him, the year is they're not listening, so that's in fact, that's beside you. The fact that you're not listening, that shows disrespect for the parent. That's a lack of Yira for the parent. So Mele, that even Lachem Issa, yeah. So Mele is up there, the Beis says, the mother says to say Kaddish. You Mekhaim to listen to her. Even Lachem Issa, that's because Alts Meira. And Derech Agav, with this, I once tied a huge kasha on Rabbi Reisman, because this many many years ago, he once said in one of his Navi Shurim, he got tremendous flack for it. He discussed B'chol whether Kibbutz Aveim, the big shayla of Kibbutz Aveim on something that the parent doesn't get hanah. Physical hana. There's all examples of Gemara, Achila, Malbishai, yeah? All these things are physical things you're doing for the father, yeah? Machnisai, Maitziai, yeah? That's Kibbutz Aveim. What about something where the parent doesn't get any physical hana? Is there a chiv to listen? For example, the parent tells the son to, when you walk out, it's freezing outside, I want you to wear a coat. And the kid's not interested. Are you chiv to listen? Yeah, so he said that he. I remember. I actually think I heard that share recording those days. He said, "Hey," but he said he had a running argument with his chavrus many many years about this whole question. And there are mechayers to say that even though there's no chiyuv kibud is machiloi, but maybe it's a chiyuv of meira, even on something which is not where he gets enough. But he said, that's true, and it's only Befanov. But Shlei Befanov, it's not a problem. So the parent tells the kid, put on the coat. I want you to wear a coat. The kid puts on the coat, walks outside, takes the coat off. It's no problem. That's what he said in a share in front of how many thousand people. Yeah? And he got a lot of flack for that, because there are probably some kids in the audience also. You know, like, okay, you know, you're fine, okay, you gotta walk outside, take off your coat. No problem. Anyway, Bokhara, forget about the chinuch aspect of it, but this Rav Feger is a chayav Feresh Nalikin. The Feresh Rav Feger Nalikin. The Rav Feger says he taka goes that nichlal in yira is also listening to the father, even something that he doesn't have nachas ruach. Just not listening to something he doesn't have physical gain, right? And he says, even though Tas says the year is only befana, shalei befana, that's only like it's just the vara, only eshim kaimai. Because there, saying a different opinion, not in front of him, is not a chsaran in yira. Or even sitting in the seat, shalei befana, in front of you, sitting in the seat, it looks bad. But shalei befana, saying that that's where you're sitting, right? But he says, when that aspect of yira, which is listening to the father, that's even shalei befana. Not only that, Craig says, even after he's dead. The mother tells the kid to say Kaddish, even though it's not the Chvayda Ugdullah, still he's Mechayiv. Yeah? So Meila, and even after he's dead. So Meila, listen, if you're telling me that putting on a coat is Nichlal Gira, so then, according to your Bekeger, even Beferish, even Shalei Befanov, is still a Chayiv. So Meila, it's ridiculous to say that. Okay, it's only fun. It's male. You put the coat on, walk outside, take it off. Craig is a fair not like that. Even outside of Yira, Adrab, this type of Yira is even Shleif on him. Not only that, it's even Lachem Misa.